Okay.
All right, very good. And just a word here before we begin, John, apparently we didn't go through and just suspend the rules on that 40-20, I think it is. So we're just essentially voting on that. You're muted there. Yeah.
Dean and I talked about it this afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's on
43-20. Oh, 43-20. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So we'll be able to get through all that tonight, I imagine. So. All right. Very good. We'll get started. And a very good evening to you, and welcome to the regular meeting of Warville City Council here on December 7th, 2020. We begin this evening in prayer. We're led by Pastor Paul Simonson from the Christian and Missionary Alliance Church here in Warville. Pastor Paul?
Let's bow together in prayer. Father, we're thankful for this day, this evening, a day of life, a day that you have given to us. We're grateful to be able to live in this city, in this country, with as many freedoms as we have. We're thankful, Lord, for those who are in leadership in this city. Pray your blessing on them and your encouragement. Pray, Lord, that you would give them wisdom in each decision that is made. We also just pray this evening for our first responders, for our healthcare workers in the city. Pray, Lord, in these challenging days that you'll continue to give them your wisdom and strengthen them for difficult days, difficult tasks. Pray, Lord, that they would have wisdom in everything that they do. Pray, Lord, that they would be able to work well together, and we would see your healing hand upon this city and upon this nation, upon this world regarding this pandemic. We're so grateful that we can trust you and that you are never changing. Pray specifically for the meeting this evening that you would guide in all the decisions that are made. May they be pleasing in your sight and best for the people of this city. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much, Pastor Paul, for being here with us. Blessings to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right. We will now move to the Pledge of Allegiance. Let me get our camera switched over there. All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Very good. If the clerk will please call the roll.
Handwerk.
Here.
Asparis.
Here.
Lorson.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Foy.
Here.
Widmer.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All present.
Very good. Thank you. We have a copy here of the meeting minutes of the November 16th meeting. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll move to approve those minutes.
Mosley, second.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the second one.
Mosley, Mr. Mosley,
thank you very much.
Asparis.
Yes.
Lorson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you very much. We have no public comment scheduled for this evening, and we remind the public you're free to make a comment during this portion of our agenda. Just please go to the website or call the council clerk and make an application to be able to give public comment at that time, and you're allowed 3 minutes to speak. So anyway, that invitation is open to anyone in our community. Very well, we will move on now to our state committee reports, and we begin with the Parks and Recreation Committee, led by Mr. Handwerk. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Recreation has not met, therefore we do not have a report. However, I would like to propose a meeting. I'd like to do it in December, but I don't think that's realistic based on some time off for all of our members. I'm looking at possibly January 11th for a committee meeting. And the reason for the meeting would be to review the proposals that we've received from multiple firms for our parks research plan. There's more to come. I'll send out an email just kind of confirming that, making sure that our team can actually attend that meeting. I will copy council as well. But I do want to say a special thanks to Kristen Ensley, who put a lot of time into writing the requests and securing those proposals for us. She did a phenomenal job. We do have multiple firms that have submitted a proposal for our review, and all of those firms we have worked with in the past. So we will go back, ask some specific questions, and review that as a committee first. And that is all, sir. Thank you.
All right, very good. That is an exciting development to help keep that project moving forward. So we'll be able to get a good survey done of the needs of our park system, and then hopefully be able to use those results then to apply for grant funding and do some neat projects. So thank you very much for your good report. And thanks as well for your year-end report for the park system that you disseminated to council members like earlier today. So we appreciate that report. And, of course, that's available for anyone to review and follow up with any questions they may have. So we'll move on to our Utilities Committee. Mrs. Foy, good evening, ma'am.
Excuse me, Mr. President.
Oh, yes.
May I have a time, please, for the Parks and Recs Committee meeting?
Oh, okay. I think we've been trying to do those committee meetings at 7 o'clock. That gives time for the Utilities Board. A couple of members, you know, from there, of course, need to be with us. So let's try 7 o'clock on the 11th and see if we can make that work.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, now we'll move on to the Utilities Committee and Mrs. Foy.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Good evening. The Utilities Committee has not met, so we have no report tonight.
All right, thank you very much. And Ordinance and Personnel Committee, Mr. Larson, good evening, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met, therefore we have no report.
All right, thank you very much. And our Transportation Committee, Mr. Mosley, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. President, thank you. Transportation Committee has not met. However, I would like to, if I get a committee meeting the 11th, either before or after Councilman Handwerk's meeting, to discuss our sidewalks and the next, obviously, 2021 projects. That would be awesome.
Okay.
Can we do 6:30, or can we do soon after Councilman Handwerk's meeting?
Yeah, let's try to avoid 6:30. The reason being that the mayor, especially, would not be able to attend at 6:30. So I'd like to start at 7. For those meetings, so he is able to be there. We also will have a planning committee meeting coming up as well, so we may be able to piggyback on that. I don't know how much time. I'm assuming we're going to need 30 to 45 minutes, do you think, Mr. Handwerk, for your committee meeting?
Yeah, depending on the proposals that we file on, move forward. If we do have presentations, I would request a full hour.
Okay.
Number that we received.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Mr. Mosley, let's come back to you regarding scheduling a meeting and see, or would you want to try to meet earlier if you could, Mr. Mosley, in December?
He's muted.
You're muted, sir. And sideways. There we go.
That better?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm okay with going the following Monday after that 11th. Honestly, we're a little bit slow on transportation in the winter months. We can't really do projects. So how about, what is that? You have the 11th. What's the following Monday?
I think it's the 28th is the next available Monday, if I remember. That's some wild memory, which is not reliable.
It would be the 25th of January.
Like I said, the 25th of January.
Let's rock with the 25th of January at 7 o'clock.
Yes, sounds good.
All right.
All right.
I have nothing else, Mr. President. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And we'll move on to the Planning Committee. Mrs. Widmer, good evening.
Hello, thank you. Planning Committee has not met, so I have no report. However, I would like to set up a meeting. Initially, I had thought about December 14th, but I would like some input from all involved. If you think we need a little more time, does anyone have an opinion on that? Mrs. Kirkbride, is she on this call?
Yes.
Okay. Or I think Steve's on there, too. Is Kristen?
I don't believe Kristen is here, no.
No, Kristen's not on tonight. We maybe a couple weeks to kind of try to gather that information you had asked about to get some clarity on that would be to Ms. Whitmer, if we could, at least.
Yep, that's what I was thinking, so no problem with that.
Okay. Well, why don't we then, does it work then to wait until our first meeting in January then to schedule that meeting? Or I guess we can schedule it at our next committee, our next council meeting, then of course we could schedule that meeting probably in January then.
Okay, I'm fine with that if everyone else is. Mr. Wheeler?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, very good. We'll move on then to our Finance Committee. Mr. Wilson, any committee meetings for us?
Finance Committee has not met. I have no report, and I do not want to schedule another meeting.
Okay, very good. Thank you, sir. We have no special committee. Mr. Aspiris, I was about ready to move right on past you. My apologies. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. No worries. I don't have much to say. Health and safety has not met, so I have no report for tonight, and no committee meeting that needs to be set up either.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Anyone else I missed? all right. Our special committee reports. We have no special committees meeting right now, so no reports there. So we can move on to our administrative reports, and we will begin with Mayor Handwerk. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. President. I don't have a lot tonight. I just wanted to mention something that I'm sure most of you have probably heard already, but Wayne College has appointed a new director, and that is Heather Howley, who is actually a resident of Oroville already, which is really nice. The former director out there, Jared Tudor, left to be closer to family, so he was actually left pretty rapidly when a job opened up, I think, at Ohio U. Is that right, Mr. Orson?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, okay. So that job opened up for him, and he decided to take that, and so that opened up the position for Heather Howley. So we've been assured by the folks up at the main campus that they feel that Wayne College is still a very important part of the whole college scene, and so we feel pretty confident that will continue to be that way out there. And that's really all I have. I do have one thing. I wanted to thank all of our folks that helped get the decorations up downtown. We've had a lot of nice comments about that. And I noticed the street department guys are back out attacking leaves already. The snowstorm kind of put a halt to that since everything was covered up again. So they will continue to work on those. That's not ideal weather to be doing that kind of work, as you might expect. And so we appreciate the work that those fellows are doing. And that's all. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And I'll highlight, the article that Mr. Larson wrote for the Bargain Hunter. We now know how many streetlight poles we have downtown. I believe the number was 56.
No, that's 125.
125. Where did I get 56 from?
That's how many of the ornaments we purchased, the big ornaments, yeah.
Okay, all right. So 125 light poles, 56 ornaments that were put up, and I don't want to say what number. There was a many miles of lights. How much was that? Mr. Wilson, you remember?
Janet knows that one.
1,500. So 1,500 feet, yeah. So anyway, lots of work going on, and I love that article because it illustrates just a lot of those behind-the-scenes kinds of things that are done in order to add value to our community. No one thinks about the fact that someone has to count how many light poles there are and coordinate an effort like that. And so it just takes the work of a lot of people to come together. So anyway, and Mr. Mayor was also captured by Mr. Mosley. once again decorated the Christmas trees in the lobby. He's the only one who volunteered for that particular task. There's some height involved there, so another behind-the-scenes task that the mayor does for us. So we're very grateful for your efforts there. Thank you.
Glad to do that.
All right, we will move on then to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. As Mayor Hanwerk mentioned, the lead pickup continues on. They are working still on the south end, on their second run on the south end. They do hope to be done with that in the next couple of days, and then they can move to the north end. Their original schedule was to be wrapped up this week. That won't happen because of the snowfall event. So folks, be patient. They will be going into next week as well to get them all picked up. So after next week, hopefully they'll have it wrapped up. Also, our fire department had a busy November with 115 calls on the month. So we're hoping for a quieter December. Also, the speed radar signs, you might have seen those throughout the town. Those are up. We do have the yard signs ordered. Couple weeks away yet, but the radar signs have provided quite a bit of information for the department, so they're very pleased with the performance of those so far. Also, Orville Shop with the Cop is actually going to be held this year. It is going to be virtual, though, as a result of everything that's going on right now, but they are still having the event, so definitely a different form this year than what's usual, but we are going to move forward with it. And that's my report for tonight.
All right. Just out of curiosity, what kind of you or anyone on council, what you've heard, what kind of feedback have you had with those speed signs so far?
Interesting. I haven't heard a whole lot yet. It's been kind of quiet, I'm not sure what I expected to hear, but yeah, so far not much. I don't know if the council's heard from folks or not.
Yeah, Mr. Mosley.
At least on my neighborhood Facebook page, there was a lot of positive stuff. Good. The only people that's really complaining about them are my closer friends. You know, they text me every time, you know, they go 2 to 3 mile an hour over and says slow down. But other than that, I think it's definitely been, I can't wait, you know, to see the rest of the program and other steps when the yard signs come in and everything. So.
Okay, good. Well, it's a good result and a good project, Mr. Mosley. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on then to our Utilities Director, Mr. Brenniger. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple of brief comments. The utilities have been pretty quiet since our last meeting. We did, beginning this week, start some partial work from home protocols in response to the uptick that we're seeing from a COVID perspective. We've got plans in place to expand those programs as necessary. On the miscellaneous front, I believe I've sent out some updates from our state association regarding where we are on the federal election side. You know, basically, we're just watching as those election results unfold and all the possible changes coming our way from a Washington perspective. There's been some updates also being forwarded from the state house with respect to House Bill 6. And as I've mentioned, we're just keeping a close eye on that bill to make sure not too much has its way of sneaking in during this lame duck session. We do expect them to repeal the portion that begins the collection of fees. Again, these fees do not affect our customers, but other customers throughout the state of investor-owned utilities. As long as we don't get into any more of the inner workings of that bill, we'll be addressing with some of the other issues that were important to us at that time. The only other item is, as you're aware, the governor did expand his authority to allow our meetings to continue remotely, and it's the utility board's intentions at this time to continue virtual meetings in the near future going forward. Other than that, Mr. President, that's all I have tonight. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And just for someone who might be new, again, Council has passed a resolution in the past expressing opposition to House Bill 6, and that really is just because it gives some investor-owned utilities some subsidies, and it doesn't create a fair playing field because we do not receive those same kinds of subsidies for our ratepayers. So that's why we are interested in that particular piece of legislation. All right, we'll move on then to our finance director, Mrs. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just have one small item tonight. The quarterly investment report was provided in the council meeting packet that Ms. Gold distributed. If you had a chance to review the information, you'll see it's basically a recap of investments showing the type of investment, who the investment's placed with, the purchase date, the interest rate, and the interest that will be earned at maturity if it's not called prior to that date. For informational purposes, we do use Meter Investment Management to assist in those investment decisions. I'll be asking a representative from Meter to attend a council meeting after the first of the year to give us an update on our investments. And also, just as a heads up, at our next meeting, I will be bringing some legislation to renew that contract with Meter. This information does not require a formal motion to accept it subject to audit. I just need the minutes to reflect that it was distributed. And that's really all I have this evening, unless there's any questions.
All right, hearing none, then we'll move on to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride. Good evening.
Good evening, thank you. I have no report this evening, thank you.
All right, thank you. My report, we need to take care of appointing two members to the Fireman's Dependency Board, and those two members are Ed Hershey and Robert Ballantyne. And so if I could receive a motion to appoint Ed Hershey and Robert Ballantyne to the Fireman's Dependency Board, that'd be great. I believe I saw a hand already, Mr. Larson.
I move that we go ahead with those appointments.
Very good. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, I believe Mrs. Whitmer was first on that.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Whitmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
All right, thank you. And just a reminder to Orville residents, you should have received a letter from Kimball Companies that describes the changes in our new trash collection contract, which will begin on January 1st. Probably the biggest change is that our trash collection is no longer unlimited. However, you can put your cart out plus 8 30-gallon bags, so that's practically unlimited. But it does give some good information there on what you can set out to the curb and also what to include in your recycling. And again, the idea there was to be conservative in what you put in your recycling because that stuff has to be clean. So just keep those things in mind as we head into the new year. Of course, the rate goes up to $15.40 for next year. And to piggyback on Mr. Benninger's comment about being able to have our meetings here online rather than in person as is normally required by law. We are going to be meeting online for the foreseeable future. Today I forwarded Zoom links through April, I think, to the clerk. So that's probably going to be pretty close to a timeline, I think, and then hopefully we'll begin to get through this pandemic and be able to meet together once again. Some of you haven't seen for a long time, and I don't think Mrs. Foy has actually been to a city council meeting in person yet. So we'll have to give her directions to the meeting room. So, all right, very good. I think that will do it for me. So we can move on now then to old business, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 4020, I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Mosley seconds.
Mr. Mosley?
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Very good.
Resolution 4020, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a purchase order or orders without bidding for the purchase of the following materials and services to meet the requirements of the City of Oroville, Ohio for calendar year 2021 as follows. Purchase of gasoline and diesel fuel. Purchase of medium curing asphalt, asphaltic concrete, and asphaltic emulsions. Concrete. Liquid insecticide for mosquito control, services, supplies, and machinery needed to chip and seal roadways, alleys, and or city-owned parking lots and driveways, services, supplies, and machinery for street traffic painting and crack sealing services, general miscellaneous engineering and architectural services, police professional liability insurance, and public officials liability insurance, with riders for employment practices liability, extended employment practices liability.
All right, thank you very much. I don't know that we need to spend more time on this unless anyone has any questions or discussion. All right, very good. Perhaps then we could consider a motion to suspend the rules, Mr. Larson.
Based on the idea that this is something that we do annually. We didn't pass it on first reading last week. Basically, just as a courtesy, we had a very large agenda last week as well. But it's something that that we do every year. Based on that, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mr. Handwerk, I believe.
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you.
I move that resolution 4020 be adopted as read.
Second,
Mr. Wilson.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you.
Resolution 4020. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second,
Mr. Handwerk.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Very good. Any questions or discussion?
I need to make the reading, sir.
Oh, yeah. Yes, please continue.
Resolution 4320. A resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a contract and or contracts with other political subdivisions to provide fire and or EMS services for the calendar year 2021.
All right, now any questions or discussion? Yes, Mr. Mosley.
Hey, I'll tell you, every once in a while I'll receive questions from, you know, Burton City and those other, you know, municipalities. I never know how to answer them, you know, but I will tell you, I was observing the fire department's Facebook page, and someone asked a simple question, because, I mean, the biggest thing is, they're always saying, hey, why don't we have water? You know, the water's coming in from Oroville, but we don't have water in our fire hydrants. Someone asked the fire department, why is there bags over there, fire hydrants? And it was actually resolved, and it was answered with a simple, answer. They said, hey, your municipality, they pretty much rely on tankers coming in, and that means if there's a bag over a fire hydrant, it means that, it's out of order. It means not to use it, And I think it really resolved and it answered a lot of questions, because these people really think that we're, not giving them water and, the whole nine yards. But that, I thought that was awesome, the way they responded to it, and the way it was, respectfully received. So, thank you.
Very good. Anyone else? All right, Mr. Morrison.
I know that at the last reading, the fire chief explained that these, and or Mr. Wheeler, explained that these agreements take place every year or every couple of years, and so it's nothing new and spectacular. It's basically a renewal of what we've done in the past. Given that, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second,
Mr. Mosley.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you.
I move resolution 4320 be adopted as read.
Second,
Mr. Handwerk.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Resolution 4420. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second,
Mr. Wilson.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Resolution 4420. A resolution authorizing the Public Utilities Board of Control to enter into contracts without bidding, each for a one-year period, for various services and supplies required by the Department of Public Utilities, Orrville, Ohio, for year 2021.
Very good. Any questions or discussion on this? All right, hearing none.
Again, this is one of those resolutions that's done every year. I believe that's correct.
Yes.
And given that, again, there's nothing new here. I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second,
Mr. Handwerk.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you.
I move resolution 4420 be adopted as read.
Second,
Mr. Mosley.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you very much. We can move on.
Resolution 4720. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Foy.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Espiris.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Resolution 4720. A resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Oroville, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2021, and declaring an emergency.
Very good. Any questions or discussion here? All right, seeing none. This one goes three readings, is that right?
Yes. We should let it go another reading.
All right, very good. Well, that concludes our old business for this evening, and we have no new business for this evening. We'll see if we can keep that streak going for our next meeting. But any comments or anything for the good of the order? All right, very well. In that case, then, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Very good. Mr. Larson moves.
Second.
And second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Espiris.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Very well. Thank you very much. Our meeting is now adjourned, and we will meet here again via Zoom on December 21st. Thanks very much, and have a great evening.
Night, everybody.
Thank you.
Yes, have a good night. Thank you.